This is an NBC News Radio special report, Tropical Storm Ian. Forecasters are warning of life-threatening flooding and storm surge as Tropical Storm Ian impacts the southeast. The National Hurricane Center says parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas could see those impacts. Ian is also expected to become a hurricane once again later today. It's projected to weaken very quickly once it makes another landfall. The storm has winds of 70 miles per hour. Charleston, South Carolina appears to be ground zero for the second U.S. landfall. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace says everyone in her state needs to take this threat seriously.
We are in the bullseye on this one tomorrow, which is why the next 36 hours are so critical and so important.
Republican Mace says first responders are mobilizing and residents in Ian's path are heading to higher ground. The tropical storm is churning and gaining strength over the Atlantic, and forecasters warn it could hit Charleston as a Category 1 hurricane Friday morning. This has been an NBC News Radio special report, Tropical Storm Ian. I'm Lisa Taylor.